Although government and partners have adopted a non-discriminatory model which allows both refugees and nationals to seek health services in the same facilities, the capacity of the health sector to respond to emergencies is still weak. Both nationals and refugees cannot get adequate health attention. I caught up with Kiden Agnes. She is a South Sudanese refugee residing in Ariwa zone in Rhino Camp. She is well aware how difficult it is to even come close to getting treated.
We don't have any other small or big hospital in Ariwa. Even any means of maybe somebody falls sick tonight, there's no means of transport. And even to get drugs in wherever we actually choose to go to the hospital, there's no good care there.
No funds were set aside to cater for the refugees. Wena Bayo, the chairperson, Finance and Administration, Ariwa District, says urban health facilities are most stretched.
The population of refugees is very high, and you are aware that the structures and the health units that we put in these refugee areas, some of them may not have the capacity in terms of profession in handling some key diseases and so on. So you will find that one attracts referrals. So when cases end up being referred, like in refugee areas, these are referred to the regional hospital. So that is where you will now have the pressure of the refugees, and there are some refugees, urban refugees, who live with us here.
Ariwa District Health Officer Bishop Paul Dreleba says currently the district planning is based on the host population figures, disregarding the refugees, meaning that added population of refugees is theoretically not served, even though they receive the services. The Ariwa Refugee Desk Officer in the Office of the Prime Minister, Solomon Osakan, says improvement is underway amid its challenges. The officer says his department deals with many other partners to improve the services of health centers rendered at every single facility in the district. He says they have partners such as Medical Teams International, Oxfam and others who are working very hard to make sure both nationals and refugees get access to adequate health services.
In those settlements, some time ago, Oxfam tried to put there some mobile ambulances. They are like this tukutuku. They are there. Then there is another low ambulance. Another one I've seen donated there. So there are a few ambulances, but the problem with ambulances, they do more referrals to town. There is a critical case, then they bring all those referrals to Ariwa Referral Hospital.
Uganda hosts to over 1.2 million South Sudanese refugees, making it the largest refugee hosting country in Africa. There are other refugees from other countries, such as Democratic Republic of Congo, Rwanda, Burundi, among others living in Uganda. Most of such refugees share facilities with the nationals, putting a stress on the already stretched resources.